Good morning again, and thank you for being with us here at First Lutheran. Well, I've done this particular thing twice in my life, and I will say that each time I did it, it was difficult. Perhaps easily one of the most difficult things I've ever done. And I plan on doing it two more times. What is that thing? Well, it's not graduating. I've actually done that three times. It's sending my kids out into the world. As a parent of children and now adults, I can say I don't know which one's harder. Because when they're children, they're in your home, and you have to be responsible for pretty much everything that happens in their lives. But when they're out of your home and they're adults, you don't feel any less worry. You don't feel any less concern. You don't feel any less responsible. You just feel worlds less in control. And I don't know which one's easier or which one's harder. But I will tell you this. As a parent who gets ready to send their kids out into the world to share that gift that you've spent 18 years nurturing and building and encouraging and watching and being proud of, and then to send it out into the world knowing that the world that we live in is sometimes a very, very difficult place. You want, as a parent, more than anything else, to have some assurance that your children are going to be okay. And here's the thing. As a parent, as a realist, as a person who's spent a good couple of years in this world, the one thing that I know for certain is that my children out in the world will not always be okay. I know this because I wasn't always okay. Things happen, bad things happen. Cars break down, jobs end, failures occur. Things you never thought or imagined would happen or could happen, happen. And you say to yourself, well, I didn't expect that to happen. What do I do now? I'm worried. I'm afraid. I'm not able to deal with this new thing. As a parent, we know that this will be something that happens in the lives of our children because it happens to every single one of us. And so in the end, as a parent, your job is to not send your child out into the world with the assumption that they're going to be okay. Because you know, there will be days when they're not. As a parent, you send your child out into the world knowing that you have done everything in your power to give them character, to give them courage, to give them stamina and fortitude, so that when life's problems face them and things aren't okay, they get back up again. They use that character, they use that strength, they use that courage to stand back on their feet and continue moving forward. Because in life, success isn't about everything always working out. Success is about pushing through adversity. And so as our seniors are graduating, and we are celebrating our seniors here at First Lutheran this Sunday, we remind them that success in life isn't about everything always going your way, about everything always being easy, everything just sort of falling right in line for you. No, success in life is about overcoming adversity that comes your way, having the strength to get back up when life has knocked you flat and dust yourself off, say, well, I won't do that again, and go and move forward. Jesus is talking to his disciples here in the gospel lesson in John today. And he said things to them like, I give you my Holy Spirit. As my Father has sent me, I send you. All authority on heaven and earth I give to you. You would think with that sort of equipment, that sort of backing, that sort of sponsorship of God Almighty himself, that Jesus' disciples might very well assume that everything was going to go their way. But Jesus says, as I am not of this world, you are not of this world. As those who are of this world have hated me, so too will those who are of this world hate you. And he prays to his Father in heaven. He says, I pray that you keep them safe, not that you take them out of this world, away from the troubles and the trials and the inevitable times where they're going to fall down. I don't pray that you take them out of this world, but that you give them strength and protect them in this world, that you give them what they need to stand back up again when the thing that they have faced knocks them down. This is Jesus' final prayer for the disciples, the big 12. Well, there are actually 11 at this point in the story. Jesus mentions that there is that one disciple that he could not keep because he was prophesied. He was fated from the beginning to be one who steps away from the glory of God. But Jesus is praying about the big 11. These people who've been with him, soaked up his wisdom and his knowledge and witnessed his miracles, and people who are just absolutely passionate about his message and his ministry and the kingdom of God. And he says, you will not be without adversity. And so I pray to my Father in heaven that he keep you safe. We have the same prayer for our seniors as they graduate. We've done all that we can to equip them, and now we send them out into the world. And we pray God's protection. We pray God's strength. We pray God's will within them is what they lean on. See, Jesus says to his disciples, all truth has been given to me, and I have given all truth to you in God's word. We are the recipients of God's truth. This world is full of half-truths. And let me tell you what, there is nothing in the world more dangerous than a half-truth. I would rather face a lie that is a bald-faced, absolute, ridiculous lie than a half-truth. Because when a person hears a half-truth, they think to themselves, well, that one part sounds right. I suppose maybe all of it's right, or maybe some of it's right, or I'll use some of it. I don't know where I should end off using that half-truth, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. And more times than not, we don't. We eventually wind up also buying into the half-lie. Jesus says, in me there is all truth, because I am God's word, and God's word is in me, and I have given the word to you. The greatest strength we can give our graduates, in fact, the greatest strength you and I can have, is God's truth within us. Because the world will knock us down. The world will bring us sorrow and misery and suffering, and that is the reality, whether it's a pipeline being hacked or Israel being attacked. The world is full of dangerous stuff. The question isn't whether or not we're going to face adversity. The question is, when we face that adversity, what strength do we rely on? Hopefully our children rely on the strengths that we've taught them. Strengths about our love, that we have taught them how to live their lives with courage, with hope, and yes, most importantly, with faith. Because when we have love, when we have hope, when we have faith, we can get back up from anything that knocks us down. Because love comes from God. Hope is born of knowing that we're of the kingdom of God. And faith in God always brings us back around to God's truth. And in God's truth, there is life. And life always overcomes death.